Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
We used to meet every Thursday in the afternoon.
Sounds like a bunch of thugs, right? Is that the name of the group, the Thugs? The Thugs.
Even better, they're called Morphine.
Morphine?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, perfect. What a great way to sustain the excitement that people have over this program as we start another hour of the Thursday program. It happens to be April the 4th, right? May the 4th be with you. Maybe that's I'm a month ahead, though, on that, right? The
4th. I think we can do with any month, yeah. Let's just go for it.
I suppose we can. Yeah, right. Well, go for whatever there is to go for today. Depending on where you are and what's going on, there are some things that the entire country experiences, like election conversations, and there are some things that are regional, things maybe people are talking about the Northwest or the Northeast or the Deep South, and then there are things, well, you know, weather is probably like that. The weather around the eastern part of the country, in a word, it's a some people think it's crude, but I think it fits. It sucks. It is awful. This is about the worst. This is not even winter weather that we're experiencing on the East Coast. It's a combination of, like, attack of the killer species from the weather department. It's slush. It's snow. It's wind. It's cold. It's awful.
It's
so how do you like that as a way to... Yeah, awful. All right, let's not start with that. We have... We don't want to appeal to people who just have limited imaginations. I don't want to be limited by that. I would like to get into something that maybe you'll find interesting from both the environmental perspective and the health perspective. There is a movement afoot. There is work being done. There is research that is suggesting, I guess there's an imagination here. Put your gear in your head into the imagination mode, all right? Imagine a world in which medical implants may run all the time, forever, perpetually, without the need for any battery. This potential is becoming a reality because of the remarkable work being done by a group of scientists. They are researching from various parts of the world. People are working on this new concept. It's an implant battery, sort of, that's driven by your oxygen, the body's supply of oxygen. How about that for amazing, right?
That
It'll
is.
Suck a little of the oxygen, not much, to recharge itself if this all comes to fruition. The reason I looked at that and grabbed it, you know, because I have this little device that was implanted in my chest about 3.5 years ago before I was examined properly and found out I didn't need it. But I carried it anyway because it was it's just a little teeny thing, but it was battery powered and it measured my heartbeat and all of the things that are important to eliminate the chance of AFib, because my father had AFib when he was 50, and these people that put this in wanted to make sure that at my age, because it hadn't shown up, and it's very much something that you inherit. It's heredity, genetic heredity for the most part. And so, because my sisters have had issues with it, and they just wanted to make sure that I was better off, and they thought I was better off by having it in there, measure it once a month. And so from that point they put it in until it stopped working a couple of months ago, I didn't have any issues, didn't have anything, nothing. And Ken Kronhaus monitored it very closely. And so anyway, but that's an example of, and I'm sure many of you have had pacemakers put in, or you've had other devices that measured things or helped things work better in your body, because modern science and modern medicine when it comes to that department, are fabulous. And so let's see what happens with this sort of thing. But there are a lot of people working on it, and that's a good thing. Okay, now, let's do a little voting information, shall we, Jay? And by the way, did I say Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, or you know that? I don't like to assume anything. Do we do voting information first or an update on the Taiwan earthquake? Which would you prefer? Ladies' choice. You tell me.
I prefer an update on the earthquake.
Okay, all right. So here we go. There's actually, there was so much preparation. Taiwan was really well prepared for this huge earthquake. And when you look at what they have done because of their experiences, and then when you look at what we have done because of our experiences, they've done more. They've done better, according to a lot of people that helped the Taiwanese. These are Americans who went over after the earthquake in 1999 to upgrade the infrastructure over there. And so when you look at the powerful earthquake, mostly West Coast earthquakes that we've had, because there are earthquakes other places, but mm-hmm. you know, you go back to the one in Jennifer's neck of the woods, it was like a 7.4, I think, and there were a lot of people that were hurt. There were a lot of people hurt in this Taiwan thing as well, but they didn't have as much damage because they have prepared. There's no fluke involved in this. They have a very strong early warning system, as much as you can have, excuse me, under the circumstances. The buildings that they build are built for modern seismic occurrences. And also, the people who live there are used to frequent seismic activity, earthquake stuff. After the earthquake in 99, they put a lot of infrastructure, a lot of money, because in that one, like, I think 2,400 people died, something like that. And this time, there were only, 9 people? There were a lot of people that were injured, but not, you know, a lot of people. You can see some images of what happened. Buildings, this looks like a movie set, right? You see that picture of that glass building that was sort of on its side? It didn't go all the way down?
Oh, yeah.
But it leaned. Did you see that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have stronger and better facilities. And they take this stuff seriously. Whereas, if you look up and down the coast, Los Angeles is a little better than some of the other West Coast cities. But if you go up to, like, Seattle and to Portland, they haven't done much to prepare at all. Los Angeles has done quite a bit. San Francisco, probably more. And it's very interesting. Somebody from San Francisco told me one of the reasons that the San Franciscans, the people in the city council, the people running the city, were so eager to do the work is because of that movie with The Rock called San Andreas. You remember that from a couple of years ago?
I remember that film. Yeah,
that's what motivated them to do more to protect themselves. Which I find very interesting. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So those of you who live in the Northwest, you aren't quite as susceptible, from what I understand, to these sorts of things, but you're susceptible. The most susceptible is the Southwest, and then the Northwest, and then there are places along the New Madrid Fault that goes actually not far from where you are, Jay. Goes across from like St. Louis through Ohio, and into Pennsylvania, and actually all the way to New York.
Is that not the one that comes down through Tennessee?
Yeah, it's the same one. Yeah, I didn't go south enough, I guess, but that's where it is. It's in the whole neck of the woods. Did you talk about that when you were on the air in Tennessee? Was there ever a rumble there?
No, we never had a rumble, but I didn't know it existed until I moved there, and then one of my colleagues told me about it, and I was like, oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. So we spend so much money, we waste so much money in this country on stuff that is ridiculous. And for example, the federal government, and I'm not saying this to be disrespectful, so don't take it that way, please. There was a racial slur incident, a racial slur used against the University of Utah's women's basketball team. And so the feds and the locals, listen, I don't like these things. Police department, said that this racial slur was used against the basketball team while they were staying it was Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And so they identified the people, I guess, who did it. There was a recording. It was clearly audible. The use of slurs, you know, occurred more than one time. But is this a federal case? I get that it's not appropriate, and I get that it's not right. And I guess, you know, there are stupid white people who don't like blacks and don't like Latina athletes, and that's what this was all about. But the feds getting involved in it? Is that an appropriate use? I just don't know. I don't think it is. I think that education is the key to fixing this. You're never going to find most of these people anyway, because it's ingrained in some of the minds of people to the point where, you know, unless you do a psych exam of everybody, you're not going to find out who these people are until after they've acted. So,
you know, everybody has their phones, their cameras, and their cameras everywhere, where it's like,
yeah,
typically things are caught on camera one way or another.
Yeah. Do you agree with me in that contention at all?
I think it's a different world we're living in, and that's the first step towards a hate crime, and sometimes you have to do something before something else is done.
All right, so that's a good point of view. Got it. 48? No, what do you mean 48? What's the matter with you? It's 18 after the hour.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
So it's the week after Easter. No news in that, right? They can't always give you the news. I can bring you up to date on things, like what's going on with the folks at Calitrin, because they've decided to keep their Easter sale going for this week. And then they have a big celebration going up next week, the anniversary of their 27th year selling, creating, making people's lives better, all that stuff. But the Easter sale, this is a huge deal. They always have some special that helps you make up your mind when you go to toploss.com, their website, that, yeah, this is a good thing, and I can get it in a reasonable way, reasonable price. So I'm suggesting you not miss this event. The Easter savings continue this week at toploss.com to help you get into the same place that so many millions of other people have gotten into. You can check out all the verified reviews that they have online at toploss.com. You can understand how the movement has helped people get healthy, and healthy. It supports weight loss and a lot of other things in your body. And you can enjoy it now and pay later. There's a deal you can put together, 4 interest-free payments to help you get into Calitrin, the weight loss formula that does not have drugs nor stimulants. It just works because it's natural. It's working with your body to help support your body as you lose the weight. Okay? So Calitrin is the key. A lot of people are into this. Help yourself. Toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. And then you'll be all set not only with the deal, but for no shipping. How about them apples? All right. Again, that's toploss.com for Calitrin. That's the news from them this week, 20 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Thursday, the 4th of April with Jay Kirshner. We focus now on some social media trending material in the celebrity department. How many people know who Jessica Capshaw is? Last name, let's see, I know a mother. I know another Capshaw. Okay, well, there's a reason you know both of them. Because, the mother is married to Steven Spielberg. And she's been, would you say she was an accomplished actress? Kate Capshaw, how would you describe her, Jay?
I am not familiar with Kate Capshaw. I know more about Jessica, the daughter, who's on Grey's Anatomy.
And, well, you know what? It's probably a generational thing, because I know the mother and you know the daughter. Isn't that, that's what it's all about? Da-da-da-da. Okay, so we'll get into what Kate Capshaw did not say, but Jessica Capshaw did say. As far as, the Grey's Anatomy stuff. Everybody loves Grey's Anatomy, so we'll talk about that. A little gossip here. It's good for the soul right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
What do you think? Remember this from the first season? Grey's Anatomy? Yeah. All right, so talk about Jessica Capshaw. I could talk about Kate the mother and the things that she's done. She's married to she was in Harrison Ford. She was the love interest in Indiana Jones. I think it was the second or the third one. And she's been a lot of cowboys and stuff, but she's married to Steven. This is not Spielberg's daughter, but this is Jessica Capshaw is the daughter from the first husband, right?
Yes, Steven Spielberg's her stepdad.
All right, so what's the scoop here?
Well, Jessica Capshaw and Camilla Luddington, Camilla Luddington is still on Grey's Anatomy. Jessica Capshaw, her character is still kind of like around, but she's not actively on it. I think there was some rumor of her coming back for an episode or two episode story arc or something, but they are getting together to do a new podcast on Grey's Anatomy, which is kind of the thing that a lot of people are doing anymore. They're doing rewatches. I know there's One Tree Hill one. There is a Parks and Rec one, the one for The Office.
Do you have to pay for those?
For the podcasts?
Are these on pay services? Yeah.
No.
So how do they make money with them, or do they not?
With advertising.
Advertising, same thing as we do here, yeah. Okay. So this will be an interesting, as you said, sort of a replay going back to what it was like. As you said, we were talking off the air. This is a good show. I don't watch it much because I don't watch a lot of TV. I tend to watch more of the things like from Wolf. But on plane trips, I'll watch the... As a matter of fact, I binged on it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, going back and forth to the West Coast. I think I watched four episodes of it, and they were pretty recent episodes, too, I think last year's.
Mm-hmm.
I like the energy and the stories and stuff, and that's always the thing. That's a Shonda Rhimes thing, right? So there's always good writing involved in it, for sure. All right, so there's the update on Grey's Anatomy and Jessica Capshaw and the Capshaws in general. Wow, and it's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren.
Are you ready? Ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The future of a Texas immigration law now resting with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4, which grants police agencies the authority to detain individuals labeled as illegal immigrants. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources. They raised close to $66 million in March. That's a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. The founder of the World Central Kitchen urging Israel to increase access to food and medicine in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres expressed in a New York Times op-ed that Israel can do better than obstructing the delivery of essential supplies to civilians. His remarks follow an Israeli airstrike that killed several of his aid workers. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
Problems, problems, problems.
Things. How do you solve problems? Are you a leader in that department? Whether it be in your own personal life, we all have problems, right? It seems like there are some days that are nothing but problems. Other days are, you got a few problems to solve.
Yeah.
And then there are some days that just glide smooth as silk.
Smooth as silk. So, and there's sometimes where we have 5 minutes worth of problem, but then we milk it all day and call it a bad day.
Well, yeah, you can do that, I suppose. Some people that are sensitive to astrological cycles will blame it on Mercury being in retrograde, for example, for the next 3 weeks. So we have Maria Trilogy, our favorite astrologer, on later in the program to talk about how you can deal with it. But if it's not that, then what is it? You have hard problems in your life. Yeah. Do you solve them? Do you complain about them? Do you ignore them? The situation where you find yourself digging out of a hole, if you have the ability to dig yourself out of the hole, I suppose some people call that empowerment, Jay, in a sense. It's important to empower, to make sure you have the power, and I guess you give yourself that power. But also, I believe my philosophical overview of the world is that we're here to help. And that means helping yourself, but also help others to solve problems. Sometimes you get on a spot. Sometimes it takes a while for you to, there's a problem that says, it's kind of like a television show. You know, they present you with a problem at the beginning, and then they show you, like, Law and Order, how to work through the problem, and then by the end of the show, the problem's solved one way or another. And so that's kind of, I guess, as we would look at it philosophically, the way life is, challenges, obstacles. And in my experience, and I've seen a lot of people this way, Jay, maybe you have as well, problems that you solve make you better. It's a kind of a way to grow. If you don't have problems in your life, I don't think you have any growth in your life. It's the old, in a manner of speaking, a broader interpretation of no gain, no pain. Or wait a minute, the other way around. No pain,
yeah.
No pain, no gain. So if you have
failure is a good thing. And that's where your problems come from. Yeah, you learn from it. There was a parenting story that I was reading recently where around the dinner table, the one parent would ask, okay, so rather than like, how was your day or anything like that? It was, how did you fail today? And if there were no failure stories, then the response was, well, then you didn't try hard enough at something. It was like a prerequisite. You had to fail at least once every day. And it was like, cheered.
I would bet that all of us do that, and whether we are bold enough to kind of dig into it, yeah, that's true. I was thinking about yesterday. What problems did I have? Or today, what did we have already to encounter? And you'll find something, maybe even getting out of bed is a problem for you because of what you did last night, right? Did you eat too much? Did you drink too much? And if you did, the problem would be solved by you doing neither of those two things. Right? Is that a good example? Something like that. Yeah. Instead of having a big lunch, you have an energy bar. Right? If you're putting on weight. Problem is, I'm putting on weight. So how do you solve the problem? Eat less. All right. So
well, not always. Not always the solution for some people because then their body goes into starvation mode and they hold on to it. The body will hold on to everything that it's being given.
If you eat nothing, yes. But if you eat less, you think that's the case?
If you eat too few calories and then not the right combination, because everybody is different. Some bodies need more protein than carbohydrates. Some people need more carbohydrates than protein. And you also need to pair that with a good exercise program, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is reality. I'm going to put that stamp on it. So one of the biggest problems in our country that we all face together is who to vote for and what we're going to be faced with as we go chugging down the road to November the 5th. Other than my birthday that day, we'll celebrate somebody winning the presidential sweepstakes, as they call it.
Will it be a celebration?
No, probably not. Well, it depends.
With all of these candidates, I don't think it's going to be a celebration one way or the other.
No. All right, so I'm looking at a couple of different states here. And what Trump is trying to get Nebraska, for example, to allocate all of its electoral votes on a winner-take-all basis. I'm not sure how that fits into the overall plan here. Some of the Republicans in that state are looking to try to keep the Electoral College cooking, and that's what Trump is talking about, allocate all the electoral votes. The thing is that there's a poll out that Pew has done in just the last week that suggests that over two-thirds of the voters in our nation favor abolishing the Electoral College, and yours truly is one of them. Strongly feel like that should go down the road, and you know, so some of the Republicans say, "Oh no, it's very important because that's how you win. That's how Bush won." I'm trying to think of some others that have been in this quandary, but that's the most recent one that I can think of.
Lost the popular vote, but won the Electoral College.
Right. Yep. So, and that's why he wants to do it this way, because he knows he may not have enough votes to win if it's a winner-take-all, kind of like the real winner-take-all. You get a lot of votes and you win.
I don't know. It seems like he may take this presidency because with Kennedy being from a famously Democratic family, having a Democratic running mate, it's basically like there are two options for Democrats. One option for Republicans. The one option for Republicans where the Democratic vote is going to be split, and then more Republicans who people. And I'm talking specifically people who vote for their party regardless of candidate. I'm not talking about everyone, but I am talking about that. Yeah.
Yep, I agree with you on that one. Yeah. There are so many people that just vote party, the straight D or straight R, which is about the most ignorant thing you can do, in my book anyway. So let's move over to Wisconsin, where about 10%, somewhere between 10 and 18% of Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed, which is, I don't want who's there. This is the primary that was held on Tuesday of this week. So is this a warning for President Biden? I would hope that they look at it that way. He has so alienated voters in Wisconsin. There's, you know, the dairy state is terrible for farmers and, you know, other important infrastructure. And he carried the state in 2020, but not by much, like about, I don't know, 40,000 votes, which isn't a whole lot. And so if you look at, this was a primary, how many people voted? It was like 50,000 voting on Tuesday said, we don't like anybody. That's the uninstructed thing. So, and by the way, this is a group that's set up called Listen to Wisconsin, which is one of those, you know, grassroots organizations that doesn't like Joe Biden and doesn't like the message of their party. And this is their way of making it clear. So they did a lot of education aimed at what is going on in the Democratic Party, what the Democrats stand for, and what they're voting for. And so as of...
We're going abroad for the first time in years.
To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's...
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickness.
thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
It's 45 after the hour. Doug will be back with us momentarily. I'm Jay Kirshner. There is a good news story from Pennsylvania. A woman has been reunited with her diamond wedding ring after she lost it while working a shift as a cashier. Her name is Cindy Tristani, and she was ringing up a customer at the Burlington Coat Factory in Uniontown, kind of near Pittsburgh. And she noticed all of a sudden that her ring was no longer on her finger, had no idea where it could have gone. She's looking down, she's looking around, she's looking on the floor. Well, one of the customers she had rung up, she is going through the bags and finds this ring, this beautiful diamond ring in the bag. And it's like, oh my goodness, I need to go to return this. Clearly it was from, you know, one of the employees there because it's in the bag, it's in the Burlington bag. And the wedding ring was returned. I feel like even though a lot of times you get insurance on that stuff, so it's like, okay, well, it'll be replaced. That's still scary, especially when it has sentimental value or anything like that. But Tristani called the customer a wonderful person, a guardian angel. And we always love a nice, good news story like that. And hey, you know what? If you have any good news stories, whether it's something you've personally experienced, something that some kindness that's been done to you, an act of kindness you sent to somebody else, or even maybe a good news story that you've seen while checking out the news, give us a call. Tell us about it anytime. 855-999-DOUG. That number is 855-999-3684. Of course, you can always reach out to us on social media, Instagram, X, Facebook. Our handle is the same across the board, at Good Day Networks. Let's see, what else? What else has been going on in the news? Of course, with Mercury retrograde, my computer decided to freeze, and I can't scroll at the moment. So there's that. Okay, here we go. It's going now. I don't want to follow a good news story with this one, but I guess it's kind of a good news because nobody died. But imagine taking a walk and being seriously injured by a plane. You get hit by a plane, not hit by a car. You get hit by a plane. Well, that happened to a couple who were taking a walk in Indiana when all of a sudden a plane crashed into them. Fortunately, they were okay. They suffered serious injuries, of course, but they are going to make a full recovery. They are going to make it out with their lives. And it is just something that is what we are going to count our blessings for. It's 48 after the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nothing but excitement here on the Good Day program. All right, 53 after the hour, it's time for Food, Farm, and Family with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. A focus on the connection between what you eat, how your family is, do you know where the food comes from, i.e. the farm? And so we have lots of great information every day, foodfarmfamily.com, and also We sort of stimulate, if you will, the thoughts about food, farm, and family with some of the things that we talk about here during this portion of the program. For example, celebrating National Burrito Day. You like burritos, Jay? Are you a burrito person?
I am. I love Mexican food in its entirety, no matter what shape or form it is. Just hold the cilantro, please.
I like it if it's mild. I like the chips. I like the burritos, depending on what's in them, that sort of thing. So those of you who love them, today is officially National Burrito Day. Beans, salsa, cheese, lettuce, all that stuff, veggies.
Yay.
So does rice belong in a burrito? That's a question that you often hear. Is it yes or no?
That's like the do beans belong in chili debate.
I suppose, yeah, right, exactly.
It doesn't matter. Just eat it and enjoy.
The name burrito comes from the Dictionary of Mexicanisms. I didn't realize there was a Dictionary of Mexicanisms, but I guess, I'll take this person's word for it. Little donkey is what burrito means. That's why burros, you hear, there are different types of that, the jackass, the donkey, the burro. So the burro is the smallest of them, and apparently for some reason or other, this is the smallest sort of sandwich kind of thing that they have in Mexico. And it's also, the packs that used to be carried by the donkeys with the food in them when people are on trips. You can go any number of directions here. But a burrito, which is essentially a tortilla stuffed with beans and rice and other things. Mm-hmm. But originally, I think it was just hot sauce, right?
It's a handheld thing. It's really good. It's big. Right. I feel sloppy. Like burritos are big.
Yeah, but they're sloppy. There's stuff falling. You put it in your mouth and it comes out the other end. And if you like that sort of thing, that's swell. So the first recipe for a modern burrito appeared in 1934 in a Mexican cookbook. But it was American, you know, it was sort of American input, if you will. And then you look back to how they've changed. The ingredients have changed because, again, the first ones were filled with meat and beans. And then they started making them in commercial kitchens and freezing them and selling them in the 60s. And so here we go into, there are some people who like breakfast burritos, for example. That was started in a restaurant in Santa Fe, New Mexico in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You can buy these things. You go to Taco Bell, they are open at breakfast. I guess do people make them at home? Are they as good if you make them at home as if you get them in a good Mexican restaurant? I guess that would be my
I think it just
question.
Depends on how good of a cook you are.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, also, no, breakfast burrito is delicious.
Today is International Carrot Day. First annual celebration of the root, because that's what it is. It's a root. It's like root beets. People, the Jamaicans call them root carrots, root beets, that sort of thing, because that's what they are. They're roots. They grow in the ground, not above the ground. And so this has become, and by the way, stuff that grows in the ground, if you have good ground, is better for you than the stuff that's grown above the ground more often than not. So carrots are very good for you. Beets are very good for you. They started, actually, the tradition, or how you look at the seeds for a carrot and you wonder, well, where'd the first one come from? Right? You ever see the seed little, just a little teeny thing?
No, now that you mention it, I don't think I've ever seen a carrot seed.
Yeah, it's a little teeny weed seed. And get some, and, you know, Mac is old enough to kind of be interested in how things grow. So you put it in a little jar, a little glass with some dirt, and watch it grow. And you can see through the glass how it forms above the ground and below the ground. Anyway, that's just a suggestion. California grows 85% of the carrots in our country. And so it's also referred to as a tap root. Isn't that interesting? Beet root, tap root. It's the the root stuff. Carrot root. Mm-hmm. They're among the few vegetables that are harvested because of their roots. The stuff on the top is no good. Beets, on the top of beets, that beet greens are good. Carrots, no. There's nothing there. There's no, you know. So what else grows below the ground? Potatoes, turnips, radishes, that sort of thing. And we mentioned beets. Mm-hmm. There is much benefit. That's the old, I think that's the undertone here.
And they're not all orange.
No, sometimes they're white. Yeah, you can grow
purple,
white carrots.
A little bit of yellow. Oh, they're delicious.
Right. Yeah.
I love carrots.
Yep. Cooked carrots are yummy, and good raw carrots are good, too. I have one every day. There's the story. Updated for food, farm, and family folks on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.